for you?
Yeah, just, gosh, the best way probably to describe it would just be just like a constant, gentle, like tug, like just little, yeah, like a constant thing that never really went away. Like from like all those years back being, you know, sixth, seventh grade or whatever, you know, ultra surfing and having that interest and thinking it might be something I'd like to do, being more like in the front of my mind, and then, you know, different times in high school in the front of your mind. And then sometimes in the back of the mind. So, you know, it's just this constant little, like, little tug, little reminders that this is what the Lord is asking me to do. And when that prayer life, you know, deepens and increases and stuff, it becomes a little bit more apparent. But yeah, I just say a constant, gentle, yeah, tugging. Yeah, that you can't really shake, I guess.
AM 820 is a family of radio listeners.
Together, St. Gabriel Catholic Radio is bringing the Word of God to people all over Ohio.
By joining together as donors, businesses, and sustaining members, we keep St. Gabriel Radio thriving.
In the spirit of community, we invite you to stop by the station during our Spirit Drive this week.
Recharge your body and soul with food, fellowship, and prayer.
So take a break. Stop by the St. Gabriel Radio's newly renovated studio at Henderson Road and Winterset Drive.
As you enter the studio, you'll be greeted by a statue of the Divine Child Jesus, donated by the Jubilee Museum.
You can see the Mother Angelica meeting room, pray in our simple, beautiful chapel, and take a picture with St. Mother Teresa.
St. Gabriel Catholic Radio is your local Catholic radio station, so visit our studio this week. Let's celebrate faith in Central Ohio.
See you soon!
WVSG, Columbus, Ohio. Statewide, this is the home for listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. AM 820.
And welcome back to the Spring Spirit Drive on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. This is the third hour of the Doctor's Show. Dr. Mike Parker and Dr. Will Turk in studio. And in this hour, we're joined by Father Michael Gentry from St. Thomas the Apostle Parish. Father, welcome to the Spring Spirit Drive.
Thank you very much. It is an astonishing honor to be here this morning.
No, we're in Lent. It's a penance.
With us, it's a penance. But just one step closer, right?
That's right.
That should be like the song you'll sing if we don't meet our goal.
Getting rid of self-love. You'll lose a lot of self-love if I got to sing.
We are in the third hour with the Catholic Doctors during this Spring Spirit Drive. And if you'd like to make a contribution and keep this radio station going, 614-459-4820. We again have our goals of 15 gifts for this hour. And we have a special challenge that if we do not meet our goals, Dr. Turk will sing a verse of a song. And so, if you like your ears, you don't want your dogs howling.
As long as it's in my range, I can sing.
Let them vote. You call in, you make your pledge, okay. And you tell us whether you want to hear Dr. Turk sing or not.
And what song you'd like him to sing.
Oh, absolutely. My. You got to send the verses if I don't know it.
Well, there aren't too many songs you don't know.
I know some.
His favorite is Bruce Springsteen, so... If you call me with a Bruce Springsteen song, he'll probably be able to sing that.
I'll get all those verses.
I think that's a great idea.
And you'll have to sing with us.
Well, maybe. I got my Barry White voice going today, you know, with this cold.
You really suffer it. Yeah. This is a penance for you.
I can't get enough of your calls. Call in 614-459-4820 or go online to stgabrielradio.com.
Save that little audio clip.
We're looking for 15 gifts. We need 7 sustaining memberships. We'd like 5 leadership gifts for the day. We have 1 already, and we'd like to get 3 business members today. Right now, we don't have any. I thought we did get a business member.
We got one.
We got one. We got to have them update our board.
Keep going.
All right. So in this half hour, we're going to have a clip from Catholic Answers Live and Matt Leonard talking about prayer. We'll have more angel updates and discussion with Father Gentry about our clips and encouraging you to call in and vote on what song you'd like Dr. Turek to sing. So let's get our angel update here for the first half hour.
All right. Well, we would like to thank Joan. Thank you so much from St. Timothy. Likes the variety of the programming, likes listening to the programs. And for Protestants and those for women in particular, she likes. So thank you so Beautiful. Much for your contribution All to right. St. Gabriel All Catholic right. Radio. We need 15 this hour. Call 614-459-4820 or go online to stgabrielradio.com. We want to say thank you to Deck Armando and Ida from Finley
All right.
for
Finley,
their
yeah.
contribution. That's thank you away. So yeah. much. And to Joe from Columbus, bronze sustaining member.
All right. All right. Joe, thank you.
So don't wait. Get online. Get on your phone. Call 614-459-4820.
Let's keep this enthusiasm alive.
Rejoice. We've got,
this is the final hour for the Catholic doctors to meet their goals and help this radio station continue to function as well as it does. It
you only spoke in the royal hour. We there. One, you spoke in the royal we. You
I don't
said
care. They're... it only costs $1 a minute to run this station. Father, please help me out here.
I gotta keep his ego in check.
Well, so. I'll tell you what, let's gather ourselves with a prayer.
Please. That's right. Please help us with a prayer.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Blessed be God, the giver of salvation, who decreed that mankind should become a new creation in himself when all would be made new. With great confidence, let us ask him. Lord, you promised us a new heaven and a new earth. Renew us daily through your Spirit, that we may enjoy your presence forever in the heavenly Jerusalem. Help us to work with you to make this world alive with your Spirit, and to build on earth a city of justice, love, and peace. Free us from all negligence and sloth, and give us joy in your gifts of grace. Deliver us from evil and from slavery to the senses, which blinds us to goodness. Lord, during this Lenten season, nourish us with your word of life and make us one in love and prayer. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.
So, Father, do you call the vestments rose or pink?
I'm going to go with rose.
Okay.
Because pink just leads us off into too many distractions.
Okay.
So
right. yeah. I'll go with that.
Right. I think probably the most appropriate term would be Dusty Rose.
Dusty Rose.
Okay. Wasn't he the Great American Dream?
That was... Yeah.
I'm Dusty Rose, the Great American Dream.
I thought you were going to a 60s
garage
band.
That is like Falling
band.
Flat. Dusty Rhodes was a WWF
That's
wrestler.
Right. No,
okay,
I remember
I'm
that.
Falling Flat. So before I say anything more stupid, let's go to another clip from Catholic Answers Live with Matt Leonard talking about prayer.
Oh, it's been out for a bit, but I love how you distill the wisdom and the very august, deep content of people like Father Reginald Garrigou-Lagrange and Teresa of Avila, and the other masters of the spiritual life, especially the three ways of the spiritual life, right? The beginner, the proficient, and the perfect. How did you get involved in all of this, you know, what's the best word? Generally inaccessible information on Christian prayer, because you're a convert, right?
I am. And, you know, it's funny you say that, because oftentimes when I'm speaking on the three stages of spiritual life, the interior life, mm-hmm. I'll ask for a show of hands of how many people have actually heard of the purgative, the illuminative, and the unitive ways. Generally speaking, it's about 10%. And, you know, there was a case for me, too. And I studied hard coming into the church. I became Catholic about 18 years ago. And I never heard of these stages until I ran across Father Thomas Dubay and started reading his stuff. I just never heard of it before. And once I started to kind of dig into it, man, it changed everything, because it kind of provides the path instead of just the vehicles.
I was privileged to be on a men's retreat with Father Dubay at the Sacred Heart Retreat Center in Alhambra in eastern Los Angeles. And I vividly remember his presentations, and I loved his book, The Fire Within. And what yes. impressed me about Father Dubay's approach to the spiritual life and to growth in prayer is he was so normal. There was nothing flash in the pan. There was nothing, quote-unquote, charismatic about him. And his message just sounded like what normal Christian life is supposed to look like. Does that resonate with you?
Absolutely. He's an everyman. You know, I see him on EWTN sometimes, and I'd be like, yeah, you know, he's not the most dynamic speaker in the world, but this mm-hmm. guy's writing just sets me on fire. And any priest that can say I'm in love with Teresa of Avila and mean it in an yeah. absolutely deep spiritual way, I mean, that guy, he had my utmost respect. And I've heard of so many people, even some people I really respect who are deep into the spiritual life, who still have his more basic books on prayer sitting on their bedstand because yeah. it just continues to help them dive into the spiritual life.
My our mutual friend, John Leonetti, who's been a guest host on Catholic Answers Live, has a great phrase. If you're not a person of prayer, then your faith is a hobby. It's easy to read spiritual books, right? Even reading scripture and filling your mind with good thoughts and lofty reflections on the spiritual life. But unless you're getting down on your knees or whatever prayer posture works, whether or not you're in front of the Blessed Sacrament, you have to get in that indispensable minimum amount of prayer. What do you recommend for a baptized, intentional disciple who takes their faith seriously? How much prayer should go on weekly, say?
Well, I always say, well, first of all, prayer's got to be a daily thing. And if you don't make it a daily thing, it's going to be the first thing that's tossed off your schedule when things get busy. Mm-hmm. And I don't know about you, Patrick. I mean, everybody's got busy days, right? And so yeah. if I don't do it first thing in the morning, boy, it becomes difficult. And yep. Prayer is it's the lifeblood. So I always say this. If you haven't done it before, you don't want to bite off more than you can chew. And so I say take 10 minutes and just set that time aside for God. And, you know, there are different techniques and things you can do, kind of bring yourself into the presence of God. But you have to start by just setting aside the time and making the act of the will. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be the hardest 10 minutes of your life. It will be. It's like watching paint dry. It's awful because you're just kind of fighting against all the inclinations and the glitz and the glamour, all the distractions of this world. Mm-hmm. But over time, what happens is, and I know this because it happened to me, that you start to desire to move into that time. And before you know it, that 10 minutes is no longer 10 minutes. Now it's 15, then it goes to 20. And you get to the point where, you know, an hour a day in adoration, if you have that available to you, mm-hmm. isn't just something you have to do. It becomes something you desire. And that's a huge mm-hmm. thing because we're made to pray.
And that's a great clip from Catholic Answers Live. And those are examples of the type of programming that you can hear on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. Every day, Catholic Answers comes on at 6 p.m., Mondays through Friday. And sometimes you get an encore show on the weekends. Call in right now, 614-459-4820, to support the great programming that you hear on St. Gabriel Radio. Or you can go to stgabrielradio.com. Our goal this hour is 15 gifts, with 7 sustaining members being our goal for sustaining members. And don't forget, we'd like to get some business members in here. We thought we had one. Just $50 or more per month gets you 100 messages a year. And I think it's the best way to reach out to customers, to people that you want to be your customers. But call in, prayerfully consider what you can give to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. And call in and make your contribution. Remember, we're also taking votes on what song you want to hear Dr. Turek sing if we meet our goal.
All right. So
I want to give a plug here for being a sustaining member.
All right.
If your life is anything like mine, you are constantly being chased down by all the things that you forgot to do.
Yeah. Right.
I hear it all the time. Father, did you remember? We talked like 3 months ago. I'm standing there thinking, I don't remember. And the same thing was true about supporting this very important mission. For the state of Ohio. And I remember every year I was like, well, I don't remember if I sent in my contribution or not. I really want to send in my contribution because I know how much this means to me. I know how much it means to my neighbor, to my coworker, to really everybody in the listening area. The great thing about being a sustaining member, you do it once, you don't ever have to remember it again.
That's right.
Every month.
It pulls it right out.
You will get that huge amount of relief in realizing, I don't have to remember anymore.
I did it.
Yeah, that's it.
It's automating things.
And yeah. and you will know from the moment you become a sustaining member, from that moment on, every time you turn on the radio, every time you see a bumper sticker, every time you hear someone talk about how blessed they were by St. Gabriel Radio, you will have, in all due humility, the knowledge that you made it happen.
You gave it the office.
That 20 minutes you listened on your 20-minute drive home was covered by your sustaining membership.
Right. So, Father, do we pray enough?
Oh, boy. You know, that's a great question. And people come back to that all the time. Father, I don't feel like I'm praying enough. And I always tell them, don't give in to the lie that prayer is another one of your daily duties, one of your daily
check
obligations. One of the great insights from the clip that we just heard was, you pray because you are who you are. And if you've gotten to the point where you say, oh, I want to pray more, but I just don't have time. Mm-hmm. That's like saying, I'm starving to death, but I'm so hungry I can't eat.
Yeah, right.
Or I'm exhausted, but I'm so tired I can't sleep.
Right.
Or I'm so hypoxic that I can't breathe. Did I get that right?
That's right. Yeah, you got it.
It's perfect. You got it right.
So,
but when you are hypoxic, sometimes you can't.
Yeah, that's true.
The really sad irony of the situation is your lack of prayer is creating your anxiety about not having enough time to pray.
Right.
And that's why one of my favorites, Father Larry Richards, says, you need 30 minutes in front of the Blessed Sacrament every day.
Right.
And if you don't have 30 minutes to give in front of the Blessed Sacrament every day, you need an hour in front of the Blessed Sacrament every day.
Yeah, that's a great quote.
The positive way to say that is, when you pray, you are growing in your awareness of who you really are and why all of the other things that call for your time, call for your energy, call for your attention, call for your passion are meaningful or fulfilling to you at all.
Mm-hmm.
I preach about this all the time. Think about it this way. 100,000 years from now, what are you going to remember about today? There's a lot of things that are on your mind and on your heart. Things that you need to get done, things that need your time, your attention, your energy. But what is that all going to mean when you're sitting there 100,000 years from now? And you will. When you look back on this time, what is going to be meaningful to you then?
Yeah.
Father, is it people that are when they come up and they say, you know, I don't have time for prayer or that, are they really asking, I don't know how to pray?
I think that is, and that was another great gift from this clip. You know, in talking about Teresa of Avila, talking about John of the Cross, talking about so many models and teachers for prayer in the history of the church. And the history of the church and the tradition of the church is so rich, I don't even know where to start. And one of the great blessings of The Fire Within, the book that they mentioned, was that Thomas DeBay's book, The Fire Within, the great thing that he does in that book is he takes the wisdom of Teresa of Avila, takes the wisdom of John of the Cross, and speaks to us in terms that we can understand. So we don't get all lost in the medieval language or the imagery that whose meaning doesn't really seem clear to us. But when we read Father DeBay's work, he's speaking to people living in the 21st century.
He's a very plain-spoken priest. I mean, obviously he's deceased, but when you listen to some of his clips, and they do run them on St. Gabriel, they're just very plain-spoken. They're very practical. In fact, there's another author who's still alive and it was at the men's conference a couple of years ago, Ralph Martin, who wrote a book very similar to Thomas DeBay's about prayer and really mining the saints. So I think that, you know, the whole idea of prayer is so huge, but yet it can be, it really can be simplified, mm-hmm. you know, as just a conversation, just a continuous, you know, a communication, just with the one you love.
Right. And that would be St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. Call in and have a conversation with one of our phone answerers and make your contribution at 614-459-4820 or go to stgabrielradio.com and make your contributions online. We'd love to see you just stop down here at the studio. Our goal for this hour is to get 15 gifts, 7 sustaining members. We're about a third of the way through that right now. We're about a third of the way through the hour. So we're right on schedule. Let's keep the enthusiasm going for the Spring Spirit Drive. We are here in studio, Dr. Will Turk and myself with Father Michael Gentry from St. Thomas the Apostle Church. We're talking about the value of prayer and the importance of a prayer life. And in the last hour, we talked about our identity as Catholics and the ability to do deeds. And you mentioned in prayer, we find out more about ourselves and who we really are. And doesn't that make prayer essential to being able to perform the deeds that we need to do as Christians?
Absolutely. I mean, that is the frame, again, the frame of reference for everything that we do, everything that we have, again, our stewardship of ourselves. And where am I going to spend my day today? What am I going to be doing? What am I hoping to accomplish? And what makes what I accomplish, what makes my presence in the world meaningful? And it's in our prayer that we get the basic orientation, the basic instruction on this is who you are, and in this day, this is the work and the activities and the relationships that your Father in heaven will bless in your life.
It's like a compass. It's like a, you know, way of finding true north.
Yeah. And so the question is, well, how do I know if I'm praying or not? Stop and take stock of your life. When you look at the questions, when you look at the opportunities, when you look at the challenges that are present in your life, and you think about, well, where was I yesterday, or where was I last month, or where was I last year, can you look back on your life and see that, yes, I am growing in awareness of who I truly am, the beloved son or beloved daughter of God that God claimed at the moment of my baptism? I do feel stronger, clearer, more confident in that understanding of that relationship, which, by the way, is the one thing 100,000 years from now that you're going to value. Not,
relationships.
Not that cool new thing that you bought, or that new accomplish that you made, or that new job you got, or that new house you bought, or that new boat that you bought. 100,000 years from now, all of that is going to be swept away, and you honestly will have forgotten all about it.
Right. And it's that relationship that we develop through prayer that's going to be the one thing that's going to sustain us in those years to come. But right now, we want to find out from our angel who's sustaining St. Gabriel Catholic Radio.
That's right. We are doing great this hour. We have a goal of 15. We need 10 more. 10 more this hour. So call right now, 614-459-4820. We want to say thank you to William from Holy Spirit Columbus.
All right. That's a parish we haven't heard today.
Yeah, we have not heard that one. Thank you for participating in our Spring Spirit Drive. Yeah. We want to say thank you to Pat from St. John Newman, a bronze sustaining member.
That's right.
That's the lifeblood here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. And we also want to say thank you to a few folks who have been multi-year sustaining members. We have Sharon from St. Cecilia Parish.
Daniel, all right, Sharon.
Yep. Daniel and Lisa, St. Andrew Columbus.
Yeah.
And James, St. Edward the Confessor of Granville. So we're right, hearing parishes from all over.
That's everywhere. First from Granville, though.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
Is that Granville?
Okay, that sounds good. Yeah, I like that pronunciation.
From Uruguay.
My gosh, you are not going to let that
like
go.
Like I said, it's a day in humility here at this station. So call 614-459-4820 or go online to stgabrielradio.com.
We're just having fun. Raising the roof and trying to get people to call in.
Angela has a good sense of humor.
Do we have any votes on songs for Dr. Turk yet?
We have not gotten a vote on a song. I think we need to think about that.
Be the first one to call in and give us a song. I don't care if it's Mary Had a Little Lamb. You know, but I don't think he knows that one, though.
If we can get one person to call in and cast a vote, you will be the one that gets to pick. You will be the sole possessor of that power.
Oh, my gosh. That is an awesome power to have. On the break, I'm going to make a phone call.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Call in 614-459-4820. Yeah, as I mentioned, every hour we like to have a testimony from someone who's special to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. And we are pleased to have in studio with us Kathleen Neff, who is from St. Andrew's Parish. Kathleen, welcome to the Spring Spirit Drive here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio.
Thank you.
Now, Kathleen, I hear that you are a victim of the bumper magnet.
Yes, I am. Way back when.
And is that how you got to know AM 820?
I did. And it changed my life. It changed my husband's life. And it really changed our whole family's life. We had just moved in to Columbus in 2009. I saw a bumper sticker on the way to work. I thought, well, I'm curious. I'll try it out. And what ended up happening was I was hooked. And so I listened to Catholic radio both on the way to work and also on the way home from work.
Now, you transferred in from Chicago, right?
That's true. Yes. Yeah.
And so did you have anything like this in Chicago when you were there?
You know, no, not really. I mean, there might have been some small FM stations, but no, not really. It was not that way. I know they have some now.
Right.
But right. But that's what, you know, brought me to become a better faithful Christian and Catholic and understanding the faith a whole lot more.
Were there any particular shows that really had a big impact on you when you first started listening?
I loved Al Cresta in the afternoon and Catholic Answers. They were just, you know, answering, you know, some of the questions that I had about our faith. It also kind of, you know, helped me think about other ways I can be a better Catholic. And so it helped me investigate things that were in our parish that I would like to be more involved in.
Wonderful. So what types of things did you do to get involved in your parish?
Well, we first started looking at Bible studies, so we started doing that, and we've been continuing that for several years. We also became lectors and Eucharist ministers. Mm-hmm. We've attended, through Catholic radio, we went through, heard about the conferences. And
so you went to the women's conference?
Women's conference. My husband goes to men's conferences.
Wonderful.
Yes.
How was the conference this year? How did you find it?
You know what? I was out of town that weekend for the women's, but my husband truly enjoyed the men's conference. He said it was very good.
It was powerful. Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. So what would you say to somebody who sees a bumper magnet now? And is thinking, what is this AM 820 I see all around? It's like a virus.
I would say if it calls to your heart, please turn it on because you won't be disappointed.
Yeah, it is not a disappointment to listen to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. What number would you like them to call?
820.
Yeah, 614-459-4820.
That's okay.
That's okay.
I'm sorry.
StGabrielRadio.com. So, you know, we've been talking this half hour about prayer, and it says here that you developed a love for adoration at St. Michael's Parish.
That is true. When I first came to Columbus, it was a rather frightening time because we were in transition. All of our family was elsewhere. And I saw that they needed a door at 5 o'clock on Thursday mornings. And I'm like, okay, sure, I'll think about that. Well, lo and behold, Thursday came around, and I woke up at 4:15. And I'm like, okay, I'll think about it some more.
It's a guardian angel.
For 3 weeks it happened, and I said, I'm going to get up, and I'm going to go. And lo and behold, my husband started going with me, and we've been going there for 7 years. So.
Wow.
And still at that 5 o'clock hour.
Well, it sounds like that one bumper sticker magnet just has had a significant impact, not only on your faith, but it sounds like your relationship with your husband and your family,
yes,
too.
Yes, we both have grown in our faith.
Well, that's wonderful. And I'm sure it's done nothing but helped your marriage and everything else that you do in your life. And it says you're a retired teacher.
Yes, I am.
So and you taught in Chicago?
I taught in the suburb of Bensonville when I was, which is right near O'Hare Airport. So I taught first grade, second grade, and third grade. And then here in Atlanta, I mean, not Atlanta. We did do a stint in Atlanta as well, but I did, but here in Columbus, I taught reading recovery.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. So, you know, people, if you're listening, obviously you're listening because you can hear my voice. At least I hope you can. 614-459-4820. Go to stgabrielradio.com and make your contributions. Help this radio station continue to have an impact on the lives of many other people, like it's had an impact on Kathleen Neff and her family. And Kathleen, we want to thank you for coming in the studio.
You're very welcome.
And being with us here on the Spirit Drive. And any parting words that you'd like to give to people?
Just try it. It's a wonderful radio station, and you will not be disappointed.
Try it, but support it. Call in and make your contributions, right? 614-459-4820. We're still in need of some gifts here, but right now we're going to take a break. When we come back, it'll be Dr. Michael Parker, Dr. Will Turek, and Father Michael Gentry from St. Thomas the Apostle Parish.
60 Seconds with Mother Angelica.
Sin divorces us from God. Until we pay, we have to pay. Some people pay for everlasting punishment because they will not ask forgiveness. And some people pay in purgatory because they never use this life to cleanse their souls. You know, I look upon every difficulty. I try. I don't always make it. But I try to make every difficulty an opportunity. Some difficulties make you humble. Some make you forgive, which makes it pleasing to God. Our dear Lord himself said on the cross, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they do. Have you ever said that to your neighbor when you forgave them?
The people you know and trust are on EWTN.
Dawes Coffee House. Coffee and pastries. German and Italian style. At Dawes Coffee House in Lithopolis on Columbus Street, and coming soon to German Village, online at dawescoffeehouse.us.
And now, news and information on AM 820.
Columbus Holy Family Church, 584 West Broad Street, has begun offering an 8 p.m. Sunday Mass to assist with many people's work schedules. This will be added to the parish's weekend schedule of Masses at 5 p.m. Saturday, 8:30 a.m. in Latin, 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. on Sunday. Every Thursday of Lent at St. Margaret of Cortona Church, 1600 North Hague Avenue at 7 p.m., the church will hold sung vespers following Stations of the Cross during weekly exposition of the Blessed Sacrament. For more information, call 614-279-1690. The Diocesan Council of Catholic Women will hold their silent retreat Friday, March 31st at 5 p.m. until Sunday, April 2nd at noon. It's at St. Teresa's Retreat Center, 5277 East Broad Street in Columbus. The retreat director is Father Charles Schonk, and the retreat theme is The Seven Deadly Sins versus Life to the Full. For more information, you can call 614-783-5555 or visit the Diocesan Council of Catholic Women page on the diocesan website.
Global Financial Partners in Westerville, proud supporter of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. That's Global Financial Partners.
This is Anna Mitchell, host of the Sunrise Morning Show. One of the most important aspects of my program and all of Catholic radio, for that matter, is that we get all the news of the day from the Catholic perspective. We're pro-life radio. We're pro-family radio. We're pro-marriage radio. We get to hear the Pope in his own words, not what the secular media wants you to think he's saying. And we all know those are two totally different things. Now, thanks to EWTN, our program is provided free of charge, but there are many other expenses that must be paid locally to keep it on the air. When you pledge your support, you make it possible for this station to carry programs like the Sunrise Morning Show every morning. No matter the amount, your gift works to make a difference for you, for others, and for the future of Catholic radio. Please prayerfully consider a gift right now.
You wake my love. You restore my heart. You invite me in. You begin my song. You awake my love.
All right, welcome back to the Spring Spirit Drive here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. And you can also hear us on stgabrielradio.com. Call or go online. Make your contributions to the Spirit Drive. Right now we have six gifts in this half, in the first half hour. That's almost half of our goal of 15. We have one new sustaining member. We'd like to get seven in this hour. We need your support. You need to call in 614-459-4820. Come on down to the station or go to stgabrielradio.com. In studio with me is Dr. Will Turk, the co-host of our show, The Catholic Doctor Show, and Father Michael Gentry of St. Thomas the Apostle Parish. And we're just having a good time in here. If you call in and you give a sustaining membership of $20 or more per month, you get a gift of the Imitation of Mary. If you give a gift at any amount, we'll send a prayer card of St. Catherine of Siena and St. Teresa of Jesus. That's a card that I carry that is in my house prominently. If you want to become a business member, that gives you 1,000 or 100 messages per year. Have I been saying 1,000? No. I don't want to false advertise. No. Good. So 100. Sometimes my dyslexia makes me syllables wrong.
Well, sign up for 10 memberships, and we'll give you 1,000 messages a year.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. And that's, you know, it's just $500 a month. That's not bad, right? That's good advertising dollars. That's getting out to almost, what did we say, 4 million people in the state of Ohio is where this radio station gets. But a leadership gift of $1,000 or more gets you the Porcelain Madonna Rosary Holder, which the picture in front of me, it's absolutely beautiful. And if you put a little holy water in there, it becomes a rosary bath. So, you know, you'll get a clean holy rosary when you pray.
You need to go to confession. You really do.
You're right. I really do. Uh-huh.
Let's ring the bell let's hear what Angela has to say.
We have an angel update, and we are still going strong here. We want to say thank you to Kathy, who is giving an honor to the three deacons at Seton Parish.
All right.
All right, Kathy. She loves everything, listens constantly during the day while she is driving around. And this is for Willard & Associates Title Search Services, so business membership.
There you go. Yeah.
Thank you so much. We also want to say thank you to Amy. And she has given a donation to the station. It does not have her parish on here, but thank you. She's from Galena. We appreciate your...
Well, all right.
That's probably St. John Newman. Yeah. that's great.
That's awesome. So call today. Call 614-459-4820 or go online to stgabrielradio.com. With those sustaining memberships, you do receive a book. And tell us the name of the book.
Imitation of Mary.
The Imitation of Mary. And even if you increase on your sustaining membership, you can receive the Imitation of Mary. So go online, go to stgabrielradio.com. And one more thank you. Chris from St. Joan of Arc is also participating in our Spirit Drive. So thank you so much for supporting the station.
We do want to thank all of you for calling in and supporting our station and continue to call in and make those contributions. They are what's necessary. We are a member-supported organization. This radio station doesn't go on the air without you. So call in 614-459-4820. If you're outside of our area, you can go online at stgabrielradio.com and make your contributions there throughout the day, even after we're off the Spirit Drive show. So continue to support this radio station, which gives you good Catholic programming throughout the day. And right now, we're going to give you an example of some of that good programming as we go to another clip of Matt Letter talking more on prayer.
Okay, Matthew, for folks who've never heard of this three-way or these three stages, what are the characteristic modes of experience in each of the three? And tell us about the dark night of the senses and the dark night of the soul.
In 10 seconds or less.
We're out of time. Let's go to calls. No, go ahead.
So this is what the spiritual writers call the science of sainthood, these three stages. And maybe it's a little bit easier to talk about them in the terms that Aquinas does, where he says you go from the like a spiritual baby to adolescence and then to spiritual maturity. And the purgative way, kind of the technical name for it, is really a purging process. It's where we get rid of the junk that keeps us from scaling the ladder toward God. Mm-hmm. And it's just like one of those people who, you know, they need to do a cleanse, and so they take some pills, you don't want to be around them for a while, and that's kind of what the purgative way is. Mm-hmm. You're just getting rid of the mortal sins and the bad stuff so that you can get healthy, because you got to get rid of the junk before you can grow that way. Mm-hmm. So this whole process, too, takes years. And it's not like there are, you know, lines you step from one to the next, but the purgative way is like what it sounds. It's a spiritual colon cleanse, and you are purged. Okay? So once you get to the end of the purgative way, which again can take years, St. John on the Cross talks about how there's a bridge to the second stage of the spiritual life, which is the dark night of the senses. So in the purgative way, you're growing about God and you're learning about him and yourself, and you'll have sensations of God. He might give you some spiritual consolations. And as you move into the dark night of sense, God starts to pull back a little bit. And you start to learn to seek him for who he is instead of what he does for you. And so maybe this is when your prayer starts to get dry. And you just don't feel the presence of the Lord like you had, and you're kind of going, you know, where'd you go, God?
Yeah.
But after you move through that, then you move into the second stage and the illuminative way. And that is basically where you really start to learn how to fall in love with God. And now is where you kind of focus on deeper sins. And normally, you know, you're not doing premeditated sins. It's the deeper roots, God's pulling up the weeds of vices and things that you have, mm-hmm. but you're growing in love of God. So you're moving through those stages. Then you get to the second bridge where it is really, it's another testing process. And that's the dark night of the soul, which everyone is, well, a lot of people have heard of, and it sounds really scary. And it is really scary because this is where God, you feel like you've been abandoned by God, and mm-hmm. he's there. He's always there, but you don't have any sense of God's presence at all. And really what the dark night of the soul is us being united to Calvary. This is where you are now joined to the sufferings of Christ on the cross. And as he cries out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? We are united with that, but we don't lose hope. We don't despair because now at this point we've matured in the spiritual life mm-hmm. and we know that God is there, even though we can't feel him. And once you pass through this, now you've entered the highest stage, which is called the unitive way. And here's where you've learned to really abandon yourself to God, and you seek him for completely his own sake. And that's the last stage of the spiritual life.
And the common teaching, Matthew, is that that is the life lived by the saints, at least before they die. They do have that mystical marriage, that ever-present awareness of God's presence. And so they become so conformed to his son and so open to his grace that, you know, you have people like St. Vincent Ferrer raising the dead, St. Junipero Serra traveling, basically founding California with lots and lots of amazing work. I wanted to ask you about the dark night of the soul, because I've interviewed the postulator of the cause of Mother Teresa, Father Brian yeah. Kolodejczyk, who's the Minister General of the Missionaries of Charity, and her book, Come Be My Light, is about this 50-year-long persistence in the dark night of the soul, the longest in church history, as I understand. But it's not clinical depression, is it? It's not not the loss of faith. What is it?
No, it's a growth process. You know, you're really seeking. First of all, let me say this. The fact mm-hmm. that Mother Teresa experienced it for so long and did what she did. I mean, what a woman. Yeah. It blows my mind that she was able to do what she did. Mm-hmm. But at this point in the spiritual life, you know, I think there's a fear that can seep in because you're afraid that you're backsliding almost.
Yeah.
Because you're not feeling the sense of the Lord. And this fear, actually, I think the fear is a little bit of a grace. It helps you to continue to strive. But I have to say, Patrick, I obviously have not reached it, but I am a little worried about it. Mm-hmm. But I think once you pass through it, the life that's beyond, and that you grow in awareness of, is beyond anything you can possibly fathom. And if you don't go through the dark night of the soul here,
yeah,
you will on the other side. Provided you die in a state of grace, you're going to feel it in purgatory.
Yeah.
And so you might as well do it now, where, you know, the act of the will can be made, and the sure. suffering that you endure, even in the midst mm-hmm. of that, is redemptive.
And maybe the memory of going from the purgative to that mid-level where you're really living the life of grace, you know what the reward is. Maybe that's a motivation to keep on going. Because you're right, go ahead.
So I was going to say, you know, the dark night of the soul is really it's that final test, and it's the completion of what happened when we first entered into the life of grace. So there's it's a test to enter into the life of grace to begin with. you move into the state of grace, and then you experience this second test, and it's a deeper test than the night of sense. And now this is the deepest one. And all the while, you do know that you're growing in the spiritual life, but mm-hmm. there has to be a fear factor going on. I don't know how there can't be.
Well, as a practicing chicken, I can relate to all this.
Well, Paul does say, work out your salvation in fear and trembling.
Yeah, right. Yeah, not reading a magazine in a cardigan, listening to Perry Como.
That's just another great example of the programming that you get here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. That was Matt Leonard on Catholic Answers Live, talking more on prayer and talking about the three stages of prayer recently. Where else do you get such a scholarly discussion about prayer and the different types of prayer and the stages of prayer and what those different stages mean, other than on Catholic Radio? And that's what you get here from St. Gabriel Radio. You get that in-depth discussion that helps you grow in your faith, as we've heard from our testimonials this morning, that brings you closer to a relationship with Jesus Christ and helps you to go out and evangelize your faith. If you'd like to hear more programming like that, or you'd like to have the program that we have continue, call in 614-459-4820. This is a member-supported organization. That sound you just heard was the crown of Mary falling on the table. She's disappointed.
The pilgrim version of Fatima lost her crown just for a moment.
She slammed her crown on the table because she knows we only have 10 members.
And yet her intercession continues.
That's absolutely right. She didn't need it.
Absolutely. It's all right. So we got Mary joining us at the table. We also have our angel update.
Hey.
Here we go. All right.
Now we're putting up numbers now.
Yes, we are.
We are moving.
Five more for the hour. You have 15 minutes. Call in. Call 614-459-4820. Oh,
did you forget those three numbers?
Well, my home number's close, close but different. And so I want to be sure I don't have people calling my house. So, because I'm not there. That's right. I'm here.
But later you can call.
No. That's right.
make your contributions through the angel.
Okay. We want to say thank you to Charity. I'm from Rushalvania, Ohio. I don't know where that is, but thank you.
Wow.
She said it's so refreshing to listen to, to listen with all the negativity in our country right now. It's so refreshing to listen to Catholic Radio. Fumbling those words.
Yeah.
So thank you so much.
All right.
We want to also say thank you to Nancy from St. Francis de Sales Newark.
All right.
Silver Sustaining Membership.
Beautiful.
Very good.
Thank you
for your participation. You can participate right now, too. Call 614-459-4820. John and Dolores, I have also participating from Columbus, and this was a leadership gift.
Woo-hoo! All right. Yeah. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
That's two leadership gifts this morning.
That's right.
Do we have enough porcelain Madonna rosary holder / holy water holder / rosary bass out there?
We have plenty.
Plenty?
Plenty. Yes. Yes.
He blasphemes.
That's right. And then we want to say thank you to Lewis from Fostoria, Ohio.
All right.
So another distance. So thank you for participating today. And we appreciate all your gifts, and we would like to say thank you. And you can go online to stgabrielradio.com.
All right.
Well, that's outstanding. Now Fostoria and Rushalvania.
Is that how to say it?
Yeah. I mean, that's just how far this message gets out. Well, we are going to the hinterlands of Ohio.
As Jim Edwards said, we're statewide, right? He has that booming voice.
He does.
Voice.
He has that beautiful voice.
That's right.
But dare we digress.
Again, I know there's a lot of you out there who are like me, who remember the days, first of all, when we didn't have Catholic radio in Columbus.
All. Yeah.
And I drive down to Cincinnati to listen to Sacred Heart, or drive down to Lexington, Kentucky to listen to Holy Family. And as soon as I would drive out of range, I would say, Lord, please bring Catholic radio to Columbus.
Yeah.
Catholic radio comes to Columbus. I'm living in Bexley, and I've got to drive over to Roberts Road in 270 to pick up the signal.
Yeah.
And I was like, Lord, please bring Catholic radio to Bexley.
Bigger signal.
And so, again, we were just talking in the last half hour about how important it is to stop and take stock of your life. Where were we a year ago? Where were we 10 years ago?
1270,
and
1580.
And looking forward a year, looking forward 10 years from now, I don't think any of us can begin to imagine how God is going to use this ministry to bring his truth, to bring his mercy, to bring his healing, to bring his love to the world.
That's
it's
right.
Only going to happen, though, if you call 614-459-4820 and take up your place among those people who can turn on the radio, know that we're reaching Rush, Sylvania, know that we're reaching Fostoria, know that we're reaching even the entirety of the Columbus area
even
with the good news
Uruguay.
Of salvation
That's
in Jesus
it.
Christ.
That's yeah. it.
Uruguay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're reaching all the way down there.
I'm missing an inside joke here.
Yeah,
I can tell.
It's okay. It's not worth it. He's just making fun of our Angela.
We had a call from Uruguay.
Yeah. We're reaching Uruguay, folks.
Yeah.
Who would have thought? And again, not only looking back and who would have thought we're reaching Uruguay, who knows who we're going to reach tomorrow?
Absolutely.
Who knows who we're going to reach tomorrow because of you and because of your support of St. Gabriel Radio?
That's right.
Well, one of my prayers is that I say at Mass is always when they lift the Eucharist up, it's for those who have not heard the word of Jesus Christ. And through this radio station, many people have come to know the word of Jesus Christ and the truth about the Catholic faith. And we need you to continue to call in at 614-459-4820 or go to stgabrielradio.com and make your contributions. We are five gifts away from reaching our goal of 15.
We are getting there.
We did get that leadership gift. We now have two for the day. We're looking for five. We need some more business members.
Smoking.
We've got two of those. We need one more for the day.
You got it.
But, Father, before this hour ends, I do want to talk about these three stages of prayer that he talked about. Yeah. Can you give us a little bit more on that?
What a beautiful insight that is.
Right.
And I think primarily because a lot of times we get discouraged. A lot of times we're like, well, I've been praying for years now. And for some reason, I'm not feeling it. I used to get so much consolation, so much peace from prayer, and now it's gone. I mean, did God forget me? Has God abandoned me? Am I not doing it right anymore? Is there something wrong with me that I'm not aware of? And the great insight of Teresa of Avila in particular is that in this model of purgative, illuminative, and unitive prayer, she reminds us that you are constantly being converted. There is a part of you, there is a part of your heart, there is a part of your mind, there is a part of your life that is still waiting for conversion. There's a part of you still shrouded in darkness that's waiting for the light of Christ. There's part of you still wounded, still sick, that is waiting for the healing of Christ. Some lonely and longing part of you that is still waiting for the love of Christ. And so, again, the beauty of this model is that it shows us when you're experiencing that absence of consolation, that absence of peace, that struggle in your life, do not take it as a sign of God's disfavor toward you or God's abandoning of you, but take it as a sign of how much God loves you to remind you not to be bound up in the things of this world.
Well, you talk about dryness in prayer. I mean, when we don't have that, because I went to the One Night Columbus, the thing that was advertised through Encounter, Patrick Rice, and at the convention center, where the fair is, State Fair.
Okay, State Fair.
And so there were 4,000 people there, 4,500 people, and they're praying and praising and worshiping and everything like that. And it was very emotional. It was very, very, there's a band playing, it's very loud, it's like a concert, But prayer is so much more than that. Prayer is less about emotion. When we're talking about dryness in prayer, we're not getting it back. Mother Teresa spent 50 years in dryness, not feeling any sort of, good feelings coming back from God. I mean, that's when you know the prayer is authentic. When you're praying and you're praising God because that's all you got.
Right. Is it a lack of understanding of these three phases of prayer, Father, that sometimes discourages people from continuing in their prayer?
I think so. I think it is. I think we're so hung up on this utilitarian view of ourselves that I do something and something happens. I eat, I'm not hungry anymore. I sleep, I'm not tired anymore. And we have this expectation that I pray and then I'm going to feel good.
Mm-hmm.
that my anxieties are going to go away, my fear is going to go away, my anger is going to go away, my loneliness is going to go away. And when that doesn't happen, we think either, well, it didn't work, or God is just not paying attention to me right now. And again, the testimony of Teresa of Avila in particular, the Apostle Paul writes about it in his letter to the Romans. He says, you know, of course we give thanks for our blessings, but we give thanks also for our tribulations, because in our tribulations, we learn endurance. Endurance yields proven character, and proven character yields hope. And hope does not fail because of the love that has been poured into our hearts by Christ Jesus.
Yeah, those are absolutely beautiful words, Father, and we thank you for those. Let's get our last angel update for the hour from Angela.
Wow.
I'm so sad to be leaving, but hey, I'm going to be handing this off to a new angel who's going to come in and be giving updates, who's wonderful. We want to say thank you to Art from FST Logistics, sustaining member.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Thank you so much. We only need three more, and you have a few minutes, so call in. Call 614-459-4820. We want to say thank you to Molly, who says, tell Father Mike hello.
All right.
And
hello, Molly.
From St. Thomas. Thank you so much, Molly, for
Molly.
Your gift.
That's your song.
Hello, darling.
Oh, I thought it was
that would
hello,
be a good
Molly.
Song for you. Okay. Yeah, there we go. So keep calling. We're waiting for your call. Or go online to stgabrielradio.com. Call 614-459-4820. We appreciate all of your gifts and are looking forward to talking to you.
All right.
And we want to thank Angela for being our angel again for these 3 hours this year at the Spring Spirit Drive. And
fun.
Thank you.
Fun.
All right.
She's always the best angel.
I'm not the best.
And that's why she's with us. That's why she's with us.
That's right.
But I'll again want to thank all of you for calling in and supporting St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 during the Spring Spirit Drive. Continue to call in. Dr. Turk and I are going to be replaced by Rob Wall in the next hour. And we want to thank Father Michael Gentry for coming in. If you'll just leave us with a blessing. Father?
Let's begin. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Amen. Heavenly and Almighty Father, in this season of penitence, in this season of transformation, give us everything that draws us closer to you, Lord. Take from us everything that separates us from you. Lord, detach us from ourselves, that we may give our all to you. And may Almighty God bless you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Again, amen. Thank you for calling in. Now we'll go to a clip of Bishop Campbell talking about Lent.
Lent, to a certain extent, is a kind of retreat for the entire church. A time of moving away from our regular routine, from our regular occupations, from our usual standard by which we live and organize our lives. And because of this, there is a very sober reality to Lent. Simplification of life, a refocusing of our attention, and a realization that this is a time to think, to reflect upon our life as Christians. It is a time to repent and be converted, that is, to turn around, to turn away from those things that impede our participation in the life of Christ, and turn toward our God that we know through our Lord. And in that turning, began to understand more deeply what it means to bear the name of Christ. So at this time, we have to take certain periods of our life, certain habits of our life, and reorganize them so as we are not to be distracted. I think of one of the images that emerges from sacred scripture that is often used to describe some of our observations about Lent, and that is the image of the desert. Now, at first blush, and this is certainly part of that image of the desert, we see the desert as something that perhaps has been touched by the hand of evil, where growth is impossible, a certain emptiness, and almost a certain fear of what that represents. But the image of the desert is also one of simplification. That is, in a sense, there's no way to hide. In a sense, we are faced with the fundamental realities of our lives, the fundamental reality of our decisions. There's nothing to get in the way. And I think this is why the ministry of Jesus Christ began in that desert, to face it right on, not to hide, but to realize that there are certain decisions we have to make, certain realities we have to meet. And those fundamental decisions can be seen starkly. So our observance of Lent is touched by this image of the desert, of simplification in order to clarify.